has the man at the wheel on one of Queensland's most passionate car clubs. David Glanville, president of the Corvettes Down Under, joins us ahead of the 26th annual Corvette Classic, a spectacular, family-friendly showcase and some of the most stunning cars you'll ever lay your eyes on at the Sandstone Point Hotel on June the 21st. Good morning, David. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Rosemary. It's lovely to be here.
And oh, what a beautiful day. Now, David, before we get right into this, just describe a Corvette to somebody who has never seen one.
Ah, Corvette. Well, they've been around for 70 years now, but they're a very iconic sports car shape, and generally you'll hear the V8 engine roar, and you'll sort of look over your shoulder and think, what's that? Mm. And see the shape. They're usually very sleek, very sports car.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good one. And I'm sure we've all seen them flash past us, but it's just got that beautiful throaty rumble, hasn't it, of a V8.
Yeah, that's correct. They have that sound. Even as an enthusiast, you prick your ears when you hear, and you're, oh, there's a Corvette around here somewhere, then you'll be looking for it, and they, there it is.
Yeah,
so you sort of know.
Yeah, you do. David, tell us about the day, the 21st of June. Tell us what's actually going to be happening on that day at Sandstone Point.
It's basically just a car show. Mm-hmm. We call it a classic. It's all Corvettes from the early, from when they started. There's been eight generations of Corvettes, and we hope, I know from some pre-entries that we will have all the different generations there, so if people come along, they'll get to see from when they started back in 1953.
Wow. How good is that? So how many cars are we talking about here?
It's a bit of a guess. Mm-hmm. It depends on the day and mm-hmm. who brings them along. But we generally get anywhere from 60 to 100 Corvettes on display for people to look at.
Now, David, for the uninitiated, are they placed in sort of year order or anything like that? Or have you got them a little bit that way for people that don't know a lot about Corvettes?
Yes. Well, they'll be sort of mixed up a bit as they come in, but if the front row of Corvettes down towards where the organisers will be, we have generations, or there'll be one of each generation with a sign in front of it, a breadboard A-frame describing the generation. Mm. So you'll be able to walk down along the front
and have a look
at the different generations and the way the shape moulded from one generation into the next, into the next, into the next. It's been very interesting the way the Corvette has progressed on over the years.
Yeah, oh, it would be. And I think the beauty of having that sign there, David, is that for the dummies that don't know about it, if you're looking at this beautiful, sleek piece of car, it's great to be told what you're looking at, and that just makes it all the more interesting, doesn't it? Otherwise, it's like looking at a painting that you know nothing about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it really is a very good explanation of what you're looking at and an appreciation for the cars and what they actually represent, being the iconic sports car.
That it is, yeah. And it's all great for the absolute tragics, the people that just love their Corvettes, but for, you know, just the general everyday person to go and have a little look and have that explained makes it beautiful. Now, tell us what the vibe is like there on the day, David.
It's very friendly, family orientated. Mm-hmm. Everyone that owns the cars are very passionate about them. They're happy to, they'll be hanging around there somewhere near the cars, happy to talk to people, and if you approach them, even people sit in them and take photos what have you. It's very, and the people are happy to explain the cars. The people that have them are very passionate about them.
I bet you. And I can remember last year it was just you had some magical ones there, and, yes, the people were very good at sort of talking to you about it. So that makes it all the more interesting for the general public, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. They become part of it, and they look at the cars and appreciate what they are.
Mm, mm. Now, also, there is a little bit of a judging situation happening, David. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, with the judging, we do judge them. Oh, people have their cars on display, don't necessarily have to have them judged.
No.
We just love to people to bring all their Corvettes along.
Yep.
They can choose whether to judge them or not.
Mm-hmm.
We do have six judges, and they walk around in pairs, and they judge one pair will judge the paintwork on the outside, and another pair will judge all the cars on the engine bay, because everyone wants to see Corvette. Everyone wants to see underneath the bonnet and see what's in the engine bay.
Yeah, yeah.
And another pair, they go through and look at the interior of the Corvettes. Then at the end of the day or during the day, they go over to the control, and all that information, those points, get put on the spreadsheet.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, and each category, each generation of Corvette is judged against the same generation.
Okay, so we're not judging old with new and vice versa.
Yeah, so the generations, and then you have the judging also is between standard and modified.
Okay.
Or standard and non-standard.
Okay.
Personalised or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so well, it's fairly fair, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
What are the trophies like?
Oh, just
lovely little
trophies. Yeah. It's only a token, really.
Absolutely.
But it's something to take home, and that gets they'll announce all the trophies and winners around about 1:30, I think, in the afternoon.
Okay. Now, David, for any Corvette owner that's listening, tell us a bit as to what we should be telling them.
Well, if you're Corvette owners, if you've got one sitting in the shed, and there's a lot of them sitting in sheds, just get there and dust it off and bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have it judged.
No.
Bring it down. You don't have to. You can enter on the day. Just pay your $20 and come in, and there'll be guys there in fluoro vest parking, telling you where to park in rows. We leave plenty of room between the cars.
So you can walk around.
So you can walk around them and stand back and appreciate the cars. But just bring them, if you've got one sitting at home, bring it down.
Bring it out and let us have a little look. And David, is there anything else that we should tell actually the people thinking about coming and also the Corvette owners on the day?
No, well, it's basically a static display of all the cars. Just come on down and just enjoy the cars. Look over the different generations of them. The new ones, the Generation 8, the C8s, there will be a fair few of those there for people to come and appreciate. They are the first one with the engine in the middle of the car, like the Ferraris and things. That seems to be the way they've gone now.
Okay.
So you come and appreciate those, and if you like, you can buy one of those because they're the first one that's ever been right-hand drive and imported out of America.
I think you've got one of those, David.
No, I haven't
you
got
haven't
one.
Got
no.
One. No, okay. Wish.
Yeah, on the wish list.
Okay. David, now, just before I let you go, is there something that you've got to tell people out there? Be there, be square, whatever. Just give us a little bit of a plug, hey?
Yep. Oh, I think that everyone that's not tied up doing something else on that day, on the
21st.
Sunday the 21st, is to get down there. It's a beautiful venue at the Sandstone Hotel.
Yeah.
Right there, plenty of green grass, and the passage there in the background.
Yeah.
You couldn't wish for a better spot to have a car show. The venue is just great, and you just walk in there. It doesn't cost you anything. Come and enjoy the atmosphere. Very friendly.
It's great.
And check out all the cars.
Done. David, I really appreciate you coming in and speaking to us. Now, you know, David, he is the president of the Corvette Down Under Club. Thanks for joining us. And you've got it all there, straight from the man himself, the president, on the 26th annual Corvette Classic. And it's going to be happening on the 21st of June at the Sandstone Point Hotel. And the best part, it won't cost you a cent to get in. The gates open at 9 o'clock and the cars are stunning. The venue is beautiful, as David David said, and the whole family is welcome. Grab your sunnies, slip on some sunscreen and come on down and have a look at a beautiful Sunday out. And with this rain around, by the time we get to the 21st, it's going to be perfect. Come and say good day to the 101.5 FM broadcast bus as well. There'll be a whole lot of us there, and we'll be there all morning with classic hits pumping and amping up the good vibe. See you there. It's going to be a great day. And for more specific information about the car entry to the Corvette Classic Car Show, head to the 1015fm.com.au and search podcast. David Granville, President of the Corvettes Down Under Club, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rosemary. It was great to be here.